Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
2018, let's talk the things. First of all, how's 2018 been for you, man? For career-wise, how's it been, DJ-wise?
Do you know what? It's mad, actually, because I tweeted this. I tweeted today. It's probably been one of my favourite years, man. I'm not going to lie. Probably because I had one or two pretty shit years where stuff didn't really work out, and then I kind of had to... I was in, like, a rebuilding phase, and this year, it's just kind of all just come back together. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
I was doing that whole jam stuff, and then, I just felt like I had to reinvent myself, man, and I kind of started from scratch again, started the year, and yeah, man, it's been a sick year, man. Travelled a lot, DJed a lot, done some big gigs, you know what I mean, finally got it, like, into the production, I've had music out there, and yeah, man, I can't really complain, bro. It's been a good one. Like, the levels have all gone up, and obviously the visual work now, that's kind of taking off on the side, man. So I don't really have any complaints for this year. Like, I've done way more than what I thought I was going to do in January anyway. Like, if you said to me the start of the year that I would have a creative business by the end of it, and I would have, like, DJed for Beyonce and travelled across Europe and done like, some mad gigs, but I would have been like, nah.
You had a sick summer as well, innit? Really, like, you had a proper... And I swear, at the start of summer, you were like, oh, it's looking kind of quiet. And by the end of summer, you locked in, like, bare stuff, bro.
Do you know, this year, though, I said to myself, I was like, I'm not going to travel too much this year. You know, I go on holiday with wifey, just kind of... Do you know what I mean? It's been 10 years of, like, every summer, bam, 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 bam. I kind of wanted to fall back a little bit. But then this is the year where, like, some of the bigger bookings have landed. So, like you say, you can't turn them down, man. So yeah, it was a good summer. It was a good summer. What about yourself, G?
Making friends with Beyonce and Jay-Z,
Do you get me? I've got Beyonce's number now.
Isn't it?
No joke, can't really.
Stylus and Rap Man sharing a private jet out to Jay-Z's crib.
Trust me. No.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a good year, but for me, this has been, I think, my most testing year as a DJ. I've had a lot of downs this year. Like, you know how you say, like, oh, yeah, ups and downs. I've had a lot of downs. I'll be honest, bro. 2018 was a year of L's for me. Like, I took a lot of L's this year. Lost a couple residencies in the first quarter of the year, which wasn't my own fault. It was just to do with club politics and management and this and that. And, yeah, so, I, like, the start of the year kind of was a bit weird. Summertime, again, my worst summer. And worst, I mean, like, usually I get to go away and travel. Yeah. And the overseas bookings come in. But this year, because the first quarter got messed up, I wasn't really in a position to start networking and getting things together for the summer. So that took a L as well, because I was trying to repair the damage of losing the residencies. But from kind of June onwards, it hit a tipping point and started to recover. Do you know what I mean? I got a new residency. Like, my Friday night in Kingston is absolutely sick. Happens to be one of the best clubs I've worked in now as well. Do you know what I mean?
This guy plays out like 5 nights a week every week for as long as, like, I've known this dude. I swear down. You got bare residencies, bruv. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, though. But from March to May, I didn't. And you got to understand, like, when you're in that position and you've got so many residencies, and then, bruv, I lost two contracts, and then one of my residencies, they cut 20% off the fee. They were just like, right, we're not paying DJs that anymore. We're cutting a bunch down. And then on top of that, another one of my residencies, some fuckery happened, and then I got a pay cut there as well. Do you know what I mean? So it was like, all of a sudden, losing two clubs and having a pay cut from two other ones, which clubs dictating DJ fees is a whole nother podcast, but that...
Let's not go there today.
But that for me was like, I mean, to be fair, it was probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my DJ career, and that all happened within the space of like 2 weeks. So do you know what I mean? It was there was a few days where in my head I'm like, rah, like, is this how it ends? Do you know what I mean?
Is this how it ends? Yeah,
no. I mean, no, bruv, you know what I mean?
Bro, this industry's emotional, man. Like, it's up, that's what it's I mean. Down, you lose gigs, you gain gigs. Like,
I had a good few years from like 2013, maybe even 2012, bro. Like solid years up to 2018, where I'm like 5 nights a week, boom, 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 like hammering it out, bro. Like,
that's dope,
really,
man.
Really good run.
Consistent.
To a point where I'm like, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was proper consistent. And then this year, for that to happen, I guess what I got complacent. That's what it was. I got a bit complacent in the position. And forgot that, oh yeah, shit actually does happen here. Like, there's ups and downs. Because suddenly I got all these L's. But anyway, my point is, like, to the back end of 2018 was a lot better. I'm back on my two feet. I've created a studio. This has been like...
Shit, man.
Probably the greatest thing.
The like, guy's got built the studio. A studio.
So it's ups and downs. But my point was, like, in previous years, I didn't have any downs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear that.
It worked out though, because it kind of shook me out of the complacency.
Bro, you need it got me active, man.
It got me doing events and stuff like that. Yeah. So actually, yeah, when now I'm saying it all out loud, I'm like, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, nah, you know what? I got a studio. I do events now, and we've done some fucking sick events this year.
I think you got to take the L's, bro. Yeah. You got to take some of them L's to, 100, to better 100%. Yourself, man. Like, I won't even go into the L I took a couple of years ago, but I took the biggest of L's, and like you were saying, is this how it ends? Mate, I thought it was the end, G. Like, I was resigned, depressed. Man was finished out here. Like, it just shows, like, you can't let them things defeat you, man. I look back at it and I think, you know what? That I'm in the position I'm in now because of that shit that went down.
Yeah. So. And that's it. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying now, actually. Like, this second half of 2018, I've realised a lot more opportunities, some incredible opportunities actually have presented themselves that wouldn't have if the other stuff hadn't happened. Exactly. And the other stuff, I would have just been ticking along here nicely, but instead I dipped down only to just shoot back up. So yeah, 2018 hasn't been all bad.
Well, that's 10 minutes of the first part of the podcast gone.
that's the
introduction.
We've
not even started,
man,
the first subject yet, you know.
Of the 2018 5-hour special.
Yeah, I think this is going to end up being like 90 minutes, man. We'll chop it up if we have to. It's cool. So 2018 wrap up, man. Like,
yeah,
I reckon we go. I reckon we go for the club tracks first, because that seems to be the easiest one to go for. Me and Double have done our own individual lists. Top 5 club tracks of the year. That could be right. I've gone for top 5 tracks that have been ringing off in the club, like reaction wise, like what the people have been feeling. And I know you kind of went down the same.
I went
more
to
more of an angle on it, innit? So
I went more of a. Tunes that I love to play. So there's even
this is gassy. I like this.
Even my list, to be fair, although they're not the obvious ones, they're not the ones that will be like, some DJs will be like, oh, there's no way that's the biggest tune of the year, rah, 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 or there's no way that's top 5. For me, the way that I put them into the sets and the reaction I got from them, that's why this is my top 5. But it's good, because obviously you put in a more overall top 5 means we're kind of covering all the bases.
If I picked a list of my own songs, mate, people will be on me.
So talk to me, man. Are we doing this in an order? I don't think. I don't think
we can put them in an order. Like, this is like the official Talkover Awards. Okay.
Yes.
Let's go. I'm ready.
So are we going to take turns? Shall I do one?
Yeah, you go next, man. This is like Christmas, G.
Yeah, the Christmas 2018.
The Christmas cracker special.
You know, some families are savages. They just all open their presents at the same time. They don't take it in turns like this. They're just like, there's all your presents, on your marks, get set, go.
Bro,
savage.
I don't take turns.
Barbarians. You just eat all your presents at the same time?
Yeah, I eat my presents.
No. Open your presents at the same time. Bruv, you lot are animals up there.
Yeah, I know.
North of the wall.
It's a Manchester
savages,
thing, bro.
Mate.
Manchester thing. I'll steal next month's
uncivilized.
Present. I'll steal the present.
Uncivilised. That's what it is. Uncivilised.
Go on, then. Throw it out there, G. What's
one of my favourites. one of my favourites, but this song is definitely flawed. Skepta, oh no, sorry, ASAP Rocky and Skepta, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, that's in my list as well, to be fair. That record.
Absolute monster of a song, but they didn't send out a properly mastered version. It wasn't mixed properly. It sounds
It sounds good until the bass drops.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's just, and then it's just horrendous.
And I'm really disappointed that ASAP Rocky never released a mastered version of it like they did with In My Feelings. You know, Drake, In My Feelings, they put one out. And when they realized it was getting traction, they released a mastered version.
Why would you do that, though? Why would you do that? Why would Drake do that?
Like, because they put out a whole album and they didn't know what to go with the single. So why would they spend all that money mastering
all
everything?
All that money?
When you can...
Rewind all... Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is Drake, G. All that money. Master your songs, you little flange.
But it's not technically Drake. It's the label, isn't it? It's not Drake himself. It's the label calling the shots.
Yeah, but if I'm in charge, if I'm Drake, right, with the power I've got, I'm saying, yo, all my songs better sound crystal clear.
Yeah, but look at it this way, man. Like, you don't know how much... who's Drake even signed to now? Is it still Young Money?
I think he's just signed to himself now, isn't he? And it just all under his OVO thing.
I don't know. I thought he was signed. I thought Scorpion was the last album of that deal. I might be wrong. To be honest, I don't really look at it that much. But anyway, yeah, back to the point. Skepta and ASAP Rocky.
Yep.
Or ASAP Rocky featuring Skepta. Praise the Lord.
That's definitely in there.
It's definitely one of my favourites for this year. But I'm just so disappointed at the quality of the master.
Okay.
But That's Skepta at his best, man. The way he just kills the hook on there and his verse, the whole DMX reference.
Yo, the way ASAP comes in as well, his flow, his flow. Yeah. No, but that's my favourite bit, you know. That's my favourite
bit. Yeah, it's a heavy song, man.
It's hard. It's
so
hard.
That's definitely great one shout. Of my favourites. Go on, your turn. Open your next present.
My next one, right, is it reminds me of a football chant song. When this song comes on, I feel like I'm part of Green Street Gang or I'm going to like Millwall game as part of the firm.
You're such a hooligan.
Yeah. Sheck Wes, Mo Bamba, right? When that song comes on, I feel like Elijah Wood in Green Street, mate. I feel like I could go up in any pub and just slap someone, like literally.
Just dash a man in his face.
I don't even really like the song. I'm not going to lie, I'm not a massive fan of the song, but when it comes on, I just feel like Popeye. I feel like I could just squeeze someone to death. Like, I don't know what it is.
Whoa, Bamba.
It's just a Sheck gassy, Wes. It's a gassy song, bruv. Just for gas alone.
Without a doubt, 100% one of the biggest club songs of the year. The only thing about it, right, so when I first got it, when the label sent it out, I listened to it, and you know when you just hear songs in different settings, right, so I listened to it, I was in my car on the way to work, and I might have been a little bit tired as well, so I was just like, what the fuck is this bullshit? But I'm like, I can't be arsed with this. I'm not having it. And when I don't like songs that I get sent, they just get deleted. I delete them. Like, I don't like it, I'm not playing it, deleted. Then I noticed a few people started to get onto it, and then I started seeing it other places. I started seeing Sheck Wes's name about. And then I think I listened to it again and I was like, actually, you know what? This is going to work in the clubs. Then I started seeing people posting from the clubs saying that they were playing it and it was going off. And then that one night I played it in the club. Bruv, the place flipped upside down. And you know that moment where you just smash a club set and it's one particular song that stands out and it just makes you like the song?
Yeah, it's that one.
I had one of them moments where I was like, I'm on board. I like Mo Bamba now. But you know what? I've even noticed this over the weekend. In fact, every time I play it, as soon as it drops, and then you can just cut it out. You just cut it out and let everyone sing it. Do you know what I've realised?
Go on.
Absolutely no one knows the words. No one knows the words. There's certain words.
I don't know what it says.
Motherfucking dogs.
Oh, I told you. That's why I just feel like I'm in the away end at some football derby. Like, I see that's the energy I get from it. Vibes. It's a vibes though. Like, that's in there. That's just for the gas. That's in there, man. So that definitely. That's two. Rams barking don't count. You're gone. Sorry, Rams.
sorry. See ya.
Sorry, Rams.
See ya.
Cool, man. Let's keep it moving because we're 20 minutes in. Shit.
My one is definitely. I guess it's one of my favourite ones.
Go on.
But again, on a level like, it's Homet and B. It's got to be.
Homet and B's on there. I got that one down as well.
I'm not a big drill fan, and I don't play a lot of drill. I play the drill that really reaches like the masses. I'm not like Kenny All-Star out here. He is plugged into the drill scene. Like, I'm not that guy. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not really even
a massive fan of a lot of the drill music. But Unknown T, I don't know. Like, it's one of them ones where he kind of... It's like he hits something with this
like
tune.
Sounds like grind, drill, little garage.
Bashment. Bro, it's got some bashment in there as well because he's got the bit for the girls. And the one I realised this song was going to be different when girls started requesting for it.
You don't really get gal
baby,
asking for
Ben, you're back again. Dig it, Ben, you're back again. Like, girls whine into it. I'm realizing, shit, girls are in the club out here getting daggered to drill music. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they're really honest.
It's a good look.
So, Homet and B.
Yeah,
it's the unknown T.
Yeah.
And, that's the one.
I got that one down as well, bro. Probably for the same reason, man. Like, that one's been ringing up here, to be fair. I think that's gone top to bottom in the UK, so.
Even the weekend just gone, bro. Friday and Saturday, I wheeled it up 3 times. Three pull-ups on Homet and B. On Friday and Saturday.
Man. I've done a mashup mix on my Instagram of the track as well, so if anyone wants to watch it, shameless plug.
Yeah, no. Actually, you know what? I was going to plug that for you when we talk about mashups, so.
Sick.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's not go there yet then.
Go on.
I'm going to keep it UK. Another artist who came through strong. It's Ambush. With the Jumpy remix. That record, I don't even know, bruv. Like, it's just the same as Unknown T, really. It's just got energy. Like, people get so gassed, and like the verses are mad. Chip's verse is like, that's vintage. That's vintage Chipmunk, man. And I think
vintage Chip.
It is. he's one of the best we've got, in my opinion. Obviously, Skepta does his thing on it. I just think that record has easily been one of the strongest records of the year when it comes to like UK stuff. I don't know what much more to say on that. To be honest, it was a banger, bruv. Like, it's been in every set that I've played, pretty much.
When you play it in the clubs, do you play the original or do you play the remix?
Nah, I play the remix, man.
And how far through do you go? Do you play so?
I don't think it does the chorus,
then Ambush's verse, then the chorus, then Chip's verse, then Skepta, innit?
It depends how I'm feeling, but I got Q points. Big up the Q points.
Oh, okay, she jumped. Yeah.
If it's one of them where the crowd may be not on it, but I'll try and jump about a little bit. It depends, really.
You know what's really good for that, for the Q points? This is slightly off topic. Have you ever used Serato Flip?
Nah. I've not used that yet, but I know you can do like some crazy stuff with it regarding jumping.
Yeah, so if
remixing on
well,
the fly
yeah, yeah. If you, oh, bro, it's crazy. So if you wanted to play that and jump to another part of the song, you can just set it up offline at home, and then when you play that tune, the song will just do it every time.
Okay.
So it's incredible, man. I've used it. Shouts to Blakey, actually. He hooked me up with it and gave me a little tutorial on how to use it. DJ Blakey from Serato.
We're going to bring our tech section to the channel soon.
Playlist coming soon. But yeah, Jumpy.
That's in there, man.
Definitely,
like,
it's definitely been in the club sets for me, but I haven't put it in my top five. I don't know.
That's fair enough.
I thought it was an all right song. And actually, to be honest, I was kind of late with it. I never got onto the tune until there was a remix.
No, it's because you played.
I didn't know about
DJing
the original.
Too many Hindus, mate. That's all it is.
It's those kids'
imagine
birthday
look,
parties.
Imagine
man.
The look on Susan's face when Jumpy Remix comes on. Yeah, that's in there. That's in there for me. Like, that's been killing it up here, bruv. So yeah, man. Ambush. Big up your chest, my Don.
You know what I really like? And this is another one in my my top five, Icarumba.
Icarumba. Right.
Toddler T on production.
Yeah, that's hot.
Young T, Bugsy, and Fredo. And it's another one where, and this seems to be like the running theme for me. It's a tune that the guys love, but the girls can dance to as well. Like, I've been playing a lot of club sets. I've been trying to really orientate the club sets to keep the girls engaged, especially where things are getting very hip-hop heavy. And like, Ica Rumba's a perfect balance, man, because you got Fredo in there, which means everyone that wants to fuck it out in the club, they're like, Fredo's there, so they love it. It's a 105 BPM. Good and tempo, so, do you know tempo, what I mean? Like, it's just... Tempo. Exactly. So, yeah, Ica Rumba, that's up there for me.
No, I'm with you on that. I think it's the beat as well, man. It's like, it's just knocking. Like, simple, yeah. like the song breathes, man. And then, I'm not the biggest Fredo fan, but I rock with that one. Like, I remember when 100 was doing the rounds and I was being a stubborn DJ. I'm not playing it. Don't want to play it. I did eventually start playing.
I was the same, man. The early days, I wasn't really a massive fan. So, and there was actually, to be honest as well, there was a little bit of politics around that song. There was a couple of DJs, one guy in particular, I won't name and shame him, but told me about a time that he played that in Brighton and everyone started throwing bottles on stage at him for playing 100.
What?
I know. Look, mad story. Maybe I'll try and sort him out so he can come on the podcast and tell the story one time.
Okay, yeah, that's dope. But that's dope. That's dope.
In Brighton as well. Mad.
How many have we done now?
You know what? I lost count. I've got one more, so it must be your turn.
We've done Praise the Lord, Mo Bamba, Jumpy Remix, Unknown T.
Yeah.
So that's Ica
Rumba.
Shit.
Oh, I've got two more actually.
It's your turn. I've got two more. It's my turn.
Yeah.
I don't know which one to throw out there first. It's bait. It's the baitest thing that was on social media throughout the year. DJs posting it, like the moment they played it in the club, everybody singing. What do you think I'm going to say?
God's plan.
Exactly. Drake, God's plan is in there. And then I put / Look Alive next to it. But God's plan.
Oh, okay. Look Alive and God's plan together, yeah?
Yeah, because I was daddling between the two, but I just think God's plan had more of an impact because of the lines about his mama and that he don't love his bed and whatnot, whatever he says.
Yeah, definitely. The video was
dope,
super sick,
bit controversial. Yeah. People didn't like him giving out money in the hood and whatnot and bread in it. Each to their own. But regardless, that was easily one of the biggest records of the year, mate. Like, it's Drake.
Possibly number one. Might be the biggest record of the year.
It's a possibility. And do you know when I was making my mix for 2018 as well, like, Drake has had a handful of hits this year. Like, he's owned it, man.
Bro, hits and features, man. It's mad.
Drake, when you look at it, he's owned a chunk of this year. Like, Look Alive, In My Feelings, like, the features, which I'm not going to say because I did have another one written down here, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit it in or not. But yeah, Drake, God's plan. It's a no-brainer. Justin Bieber.
All right. Skepta again. And Wizkid, Bad Energy.
Okay. Yeah. That's.
I'm in an airing about this song a lot because it's like such a, it's a, what is it, like 100 BPM or 102 BPM or something, yeah? So it's up there with the good tempo, but it's such a laid-back song that it has to fit right in the clubs. Play it at the wrong time and you can kill the club mood completely.
What, Bad Energy?
Yeah.
You think so, bro? I can fling that in main set up here and it don't matter.
Main set, yeah, but it depends what tunes you're putting it in between.
Oh, yeah. You can't just throw it in. You got to think about it.
You can't, like, with the 70 BPM stuff, like, you couldn't play Homer and B and then Bad Energy. So you can't play Homer and B and then Bad Energy, or you can't play Mo Bamba and then Bad Energy. Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, you'd be the worst DJ on the planet if you did that.
But what I mean is, I know the BPMs don't match, but what I mean is, like,
is it even possible?
In terms of energy, you can't do it.
I hear that.
Because it's a lot more, I don't know, it's just a lot more of a laid back song. But I tell you what, when you get the right crowd, and obviously, you know, I do a lot of hosting on the mic.
Yeah.
When I'm hosting it, and if they're in the right tempo, bruv, you can cut the whole chorus out and they will sing it. They will sing their hearts out, bruv. But you know the thing I like the most? This is, I think, Wizkid's biggest crossover record, because I'm playing clubs where it's very, very, like, predominantly white people because it's predominantly white areas. Some of the student parties I play at as well. And you've got them singing it.
No, I agree, man. I agree.
Like, and that's where I think it's sick. But that's why that's definitely been one of my favourite ones. Have you got another one to throw in?
It was one more, but it was more to the back end of the year, but it was Travis Scott, Sicko Mode.
Oh, okay.
That's just destroying dance floors up this way, bro. Like, literally.
Yeah.
More to the back end of the record, where Drake comes in.
Yeah. I don't like the start of it. When I first heard it, I didn't like the start of it because it starts with Drake, which sounds cool, and then it just changes.
Yeah.
I like,
that's the whole point, man. It's the concept.
But I couldn't figure out how to drop it in the clubs because one time I dropped it from the top, and then I realized like the energy just changes and it slows and just, brother, I managed to kill the energy in the club completely with that song.
Yeah, you've got
to use that's when it was.
Go on.
It was quite new as well.
I used the part two and part three, man. That's been split.
I used the album edit. So the album edit, and it just it was quite new, and it just really didn't do things.
Like a light.
What?
Jesus. Gets me gassed.
Right? Is that your list done?
That's my list done, my bro. I think that's a pretty good list, man. We got Praise the Lord, ASAP, Skepta, Sheck Wes, Mo Bamba, Drake, God's Plan, Unknown T, Homer and B, Skepta,
Icarumba,
Bad Energy, and then we had Fredo.
Yeah, Icarumba. Well, Stay Flea, Get Lizzy.
It's more of a top 6/7.
I've got one more.
Ambush and Jumpy was in there as well. Shit, man, we're breaking the rules all over the gaff.
And it just dropped. So my last one, and it just dropped. And it's Russ, Gun Lean.
Okay, yeah.
Absolute monster of a record. A lot of people, bruv, a lot of people are cussing the song, you know, but I said this on Twitter to somebody. The people that are cussing this song and they're like, oh, it's all nursery rhymes, blah, blah, blah. Like, 10 years ago, don't forget, we were all dancing in the funky raves to Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
That's true.
Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
This new generation don't know about them records.
Well, for them, that's old school.
Yeah.
Someone actually requested
not too long ago.
They are old. Yeah, but think about it. That's old school music. But we were dancing in the raves to Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes. Gun Lean to Drill is exactly what Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes was to Funky. But I love it because the reaction it's getting in the clubs already, 24 hours after it got released, pulled up, bruv. It got absolute mad reaction in the club.
I can't even get involved in it, bruv, because I played it for the first time last night. I don't even know about the record to even comment on it yet.
Yeah. It's sick. Sick record.
The Gun Lean. Lingard. My guy Lingard.
Jesse Lingard.
Was busting out the Gun Lean dance when he scored yesterday.
So it's going to be another
to the record.
It's going to be a big one for 2019, but it's definitely in there. It snuck in at the last minute for 2018 for me because I'm already playing it in the clubs. It's already doing damage. And like Homer and B, it's like a crowd-friendly drill tune. You don't have to like drill to like Gun Lean. So
okay.
It's there, man. It's there. So that's the top records, the top club records.
I'm just about
the top 500 club records for 2018.